We, as the children of God, need to be aware that we have an influence, both on the people of the world and on each other. What we choose to do with our influence defines who we are and how effective our Christian life will be. Our lives as Christians are to be beacons of light which illuminate the path of unbelievers to Christ. Each of us should be able to understand that we have an influence and that this influence must be used to further the cause of Christ, not hinder it. Our Christian influence, one, should reflect good and not evil. Two, is wielded through our example of words and actions. Three, can be seen through our associations. Four, should be obvious to all. And five, will ultimately affect our salvation. Our objective with tonight's lesson is to reinforce the concept that we, as Christians, must excel at having a good influence on others and to realize that hindering the cause of Christ with one's influence and or actions is a sin in and of itself. The text for our lesson tonight is Matthew 5, 13 through 16. These are the words of Jesus. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. From this passage, we understand that Christians are to be like salt and like light. Salt is a seasoning that influences other things that we eat. It is an influence that improves flavor and adds to the taste of what we are eating. It is not typical for someone to just pick up a shaker of salt and start eating it to appreciate salt. Light is something that we use to see other things that are around us. It is an influence which improves our visibility of other objects. It is not typical for someone to just stare at a light source, such as the sun, to appreciate light. These things are influences for the purpose of flavoring or illuminating something other than itself. Christians are like salt and light in that they ought to have an influence on those around them. But if our influence is not being used for good, then Jesus says we are like salt that has lost its savor. The word influence means the power or capacity of causing an effect in indirect or intangible ways. A good Christian influence would therefore be to positively affect or alter someone or something through the way one lives the Christian life, through the words that we speak or the actions that we do, as to indirectly cause another to choose that which is right. A bad influence would be to negatively affect or alter someone or something through the way one lives one's life so as to indirectly cause another to choose that which is wrong. Our Christian influence should reflect good, not evil. We must know the difference between good and evil. Good and evil. Hebrews 5:14 reads, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." A good Christian influence must reflect that which is holy and pure. Jesus taught, as recorded in Matthew 5:48, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Peter wrote in his first epistle, in chapter 1, in verses 15, 16, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." A good Christian influence must not give place or opportunity for the devil to speak evil of us or the church. Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. When considering one's actions, one should contemplate the reaction of others towards Christ and His church from their observation of our lives. From our actions and our lives, do we always set forth our Christianity, or are we engaged in activities that would bring reproach on the church if others were to know of our faith? In 1 Timothy 5:14, Paul wrote, "Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully." In Revelation 2:14, while addressing the church in Pergamos, Jesus used the example of Balaam, who used his influence for evil. "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." Will our actions and our lives as Christians cast a stumbling block before others? Our Christian influence is shown through our example of words and actions. The choices that we make have repercussions in the lives of other people. Titus 3:8. "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." Our words and actions must harmonize. Hypocrites don't have a good influence. James 3:17 reads, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." An example of a Christian in the New Testament who maintained good words and actions was Tabitha. "Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did." Acts 9:36. "She was known and recognized for her good works." Titus was instructed by Paul to show himself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. That's in Titus 2, verses 7 and 8. And to Timothy, Paul wrote, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." That's in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Thirdly, a good Christian influence can be seen through our associations. Who are we spending our time with? Who are we seen with? Do we fellowship each other at worship and then welcome the world with open arms while we are away? In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he wrote, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Paul taught the Ephesians that they should not associate with the unfruitful works of darkness. When we associate with these things, it affects our influence as Christians in a negative way. When we refuse to associate with wickedness, we shine the light of truth on that which is wrong. Paul wrote this to the Corinthians in his second epistle, chapter 6, verse 14 through 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Our fellowship should be with the Father and His children. 1 John 1, 3-7. Fourthly, a good Christian influence should be obvious to everyone we work with or associate with. Our lives should be a reflection of the excellencies of God in our life. 1 Peter 2:9 reads, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises and excellencies of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. According to inspiration by Peter, Christians are chosen. Christians are a royal priesthood. The world should be able to see this. Christians are a holy nation. The word holy means sacred, morally blameless, consecrated, and separated from the world. Christians are a peculiar people. We are different from the people of the world, and it must be evident to them. Christians are to show forth the praises and excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Excellence is obvious to those who are in darkness. If our excellence is not obvious, then it is not a good influence. If someone with whom you associate does not know you are a Christian, then your influence is not good. It should be obvious to everyone we know whether we are a Christian or not. Philippians 2, 14 through 15 reads, Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And lastly, our influence as Christians will affect our salvation. Matthew 5:13 reads, You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Salt that has lost its savor is cast out, according to Jesus. If we have lost our influence for good over those around us, then we will be cast out as well. If we do not have a good influence on others, then they will have a bad influence on us. In Galatians 5:9, Paul wrote, A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. As a warning, Paul went on later to write in chapter 6, verse 7, Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we sow a bad influence with our influence, then we will reap what we have sown in the end. However, those whose influence is for the good will be rewarded by God. Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Matthew 13:43, then shall the righteousness shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. In conclusion, we have examined the importance of our Christian influence specifically on the world around us. It should reflect good, not evil. It is shown through our example of words and actions. It can be seen through our associations. It should be obvious to all, and it will affect our salvation. Influencing others by the way we act, the way we dress, the way we talk, the way we respond to everyday situations, where we go, what we participate in or refuse to participate in, by the way we appear to the world. All these things are vitally important. God does not require us to walk around with a Bible in our hands and proclaim the gospel to everybody we come into contact with. That wouldn't be a bad thing, but He doesn't require that. But He does expect us to act like Christians in the eyes of the world, to be obviously separate from them, to be like strangers and foreigners in a land not of our choosing. We are required to be different. We are required to attain to a higher standard, a standard of excellence. You all know that I work in the construction industry. Shining your light in that environment can be challenging, to say the least. The difficulty of that task in no way alleviates my responsibility to the will of God. This sermon today is preached to me first and foremost. The task ahead for me is difficult, but the rewards are eternal. I don't always succeed, but I am pressing on to the goal. If there is an application in today's lesson which can help any here, then by all means, take from it and apply it. Christianity is a growth process which takes a lifetime. But we can never, ever stop growing. We can never, ever stop shining. We can never, ever stop trying our best to be an influence for good. One thing that I try and keep in mind is that when I associate with people out in the world, it may well be likely that I just may be the only real Christian those people will ever meet in their life. I may just be the only chance they will ever have to be influenced by someone walking in the light. And by me trying to live my life in such a way that the excellency of Christ is showing through my actions, that I may get the opportunity to guide some lost soul from the darkness into the light. If you are a Christian but have fallen away, has your salt lost its savor? Is your influence working for good or for evil? If you are not a Christian, you need to bring your influence under the dominion of Christ. You need to heed the plan that He has for man's salvation today. You need to hear the Word. Romans 10:7, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Believe with all your heart in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it is impossible to please Him. Repent of your sins. Acts 17:30, Luke 13:3, Luke 13:5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Matthew 16:16, Romans 10:10. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Mark 16:15-16, and then live the rest of your accountable life as an influence for good in faithful and obedient service to God. Revelation 2:10 reads, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Whatever your need this evening may be, please come as we stand and sing.